Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and welcome to Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Joining me today are husband and wife, Cole and Lauren Gamble. Cole is former star BYU baseball outfielder who totaled 32 home runs in his 3 years with the BYU Cougars. And Lauren is a former national champion dancer with the BYU Cougarettes. Guys, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you.
We're happy to be here.
Super excited.
You guys just live right across the street from the stadium.
Yes, we can see into the stadium.
Wow. So do you just watch the football games from your house or...
Sometimes.
Or what?
I wish we could see like the entire field, but yeah. We can kind of just see through a little crack in the opening on the side. But
you're the people like climbing the tree just
yep,
so you can
literally
see
exactly.
Into the stadium.
That's... Sometimes we have to close the like sliding doors because the delay on the TV is like 15 minutes behind.
15 seconds.
Oh, 15 yeah. seconds
I
behind.
Was like 15.
Can you imagine? No. Seconds behind. And so everyone will be cheering at the stadium. We're like, what happened? We can't see it on the TV yet.
You're like, be quiet.
We're trying to figure it out.
That's so much fun. All right, you guys haven't been graduated from BYU for very long. Cole, you graduated in 2023.
That's right.
And Lauren, just this year.
Yes.
So is that weird to be called former? When I'm like, former baseball player, former Cougarette, is that a weird thing for you, Lauren?
I would say a little bit. It feels like it was, I mean, for me, 6 years of my life, and it flew by, and I just can't believe it's already over, but it feels a little bittersweet.
Yeah.
But also feels like we're still here. I don't know. Yeah. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I feel similarly. I still refer to myself as a kid way more than I would refer to myself as like an adult. And so when I sit there and I'm like, yeah, former student athlete, I'm like, gosh, it really wasn't that long ago, but I still think I'm more of a kid than an adult. So it's interesting kind of going through that.
And now you're coaching, so you almost can't call yourself a kid anymore because then you got these these real kids that are looking up to you, right?
Right, exactly.
You two are definitely one of the power couples to come out of BYU athletics. Lauren, how did the two of you meet?
Good question. Okay, I'll say the story, but then maybe Cole will need to embellish a little bit.
Yes.
So we go all the way back. We have been to the same elementary school, middle school, high school. We're from the same small Alpine area. So we go all the way back, but we didn't know each other growing up, but we did all the same schools. And then because of that, we have siblings who are the same age. And so we met when we have brothers who are the same age and they were sophomores in high school. And we met at one of their baseball games during the summer, during one of their summer ball games. But, yeah, do you want to embellish that a little bit?
No, I mean, I always tell this little funny part of the story. Like, I had seen Lauren before that, but I didn't know who she was. And I was also at high school baseball games, so I didn't know how old she was.
So you're like, I got to be careful.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who this is. This could be a sister of someone on the team, which it was, or it could be... like a girlfriend of someone on the team. Like I didn't know. So I was way too scared to talk to her at the beginning. But when we were introduced, her dad actually introduced us. And that gave me some confidence, right?
Like, yeah.
Felt like I checked that box off really early. I'm already getting introduced by the dad. So anyways, that's kind of how we met. It was just at one of our younger brother's baseball games.
That's one hurdle that you didn't have to jump over. Was
exactly.
The dad, if he's the one making the introduction.
Exactly. I felt better.
Cole, what was it about Lauren that made you know you wanted to marry her?
Well, man, I remember when we were first starting dating, and I don't think the whole like love at first sight thing is totally true, but I think at first sight or on the first date, I think I kind of knew. I was like, oh, this could be good.
Yeah.
Like, this could go in the right direction. And so then a handful of dates later, you're still sitting there saying the same things, and then, you know, even further after that, you're still saying, hey, this could be really special. I think that's how it was for me. I don't think there was one moment of like, hey, I just knew. I walked in the door and saw her face and was out of a Disney movie. No, I don't think that happened.
Darn it.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Like, what?
I know. There will not be a documentary made about our love story. But I think I knew the whole time. I was like, she seems like someone that could be really, really special. And so as that started to move along, I think I just felt good about it the whole time, really.
I love that. Lauren, what about for you?
Good question. I would say the same thing. I think it was definitely over time. I was like, this feels right. Our lives blended really well together. I have all brothers. He has all brothers, and everybody does baseball. And so our families get along really well because everybody talks about baseball and plays. So just things like that that you really hope to have in the future is like families can be integrated and we have a lot of the same interests. And it just all kind of worked out slowly. But I wish I could say there was a moment where you like walked in and I was like, my knight in shining armor, but it's okay.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry.
I don't think unfortunately. I think that's a great thing. I think that's a beautiful thing when things are kind of just built line upon line. That sounds scriptural, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
I think it's a great thing. What was it like trying to balance school and your athletic careers and dating? Because you guys were still, even when you were married, you guys were still fully, you know, enveloped in your sports. So what was it like trying to balance all of those things, Lauren?
Good question. So we first started dating when Cole was transferring from SLIC to BYU. And so that first little bit of like a semester when we first started dating was a little bit of a like a learning curve in some ways because Cole had never experienced BYU and how they do athletics here. Obviously a little bit different than a junior college. And so our lives were very busy and we would eat dinner together. So we would practice, we'd go to school, we'd practice all day. I'd get done at practice around 5 or 6. Cole would get done probably like 4:30, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. And he would wait, maybe just start his homework. And then we would eat dinner together. And that was like our dates just because life was so busy. And then we'd go our separate ways and go do the studying and all the things we needed to get done. But our schedules were similar in that sense to where we could try to eat together every day. And that was our date. And then we would try to go to each other's games and kind of support each other through that.
Yeah.
It worked because we had similar schedules. We understood that life was busy and crazy as a student athlete. And so thank goodness there was never like you spent so much time doing your sport because so was I. I was also doing that, right? So it worked out in that sense.
You understood each other. Cole, would you agree with that?
I would. I think I always broke life up when I was still in school and still doing athletics into four areas. So you had academics, you had your whatever your sport was, athletics, you had sleep, and you had social. And I always say it's like there's no way you can excel in all four of those. You're going to get crushed somewhere. And I think for me, especially early on, the social part was the hardest. I think it was the one that was the hardest to figure out and find a way to still make that time. And I think Lauren and I, like she mentioned, in doing those dinners and just spending that little bit of time every day together, I think was super important for us. Because honestly, if we didn't, I don't know when we would have been together. Life was just so busy. There's so many days I still remember coming home, having never gone home during the day, and all of a sudden it's 9 p.m. and I'm getting home and I'm like, man, that was a long, long day.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, those dinners were important, I think.
How cool that you guys had that, because it's like you said, and I totally agree with that. When you're trying to excel so much in one area, you're going to falter in other areas. And you guys were, you know, some of the best in your respective sports. And so I think that's so important and so cool, though, that you guys understood the passion and the time and the work that went into what you were doing. And that probably contributed to you guys making things work, right?
I think it helped a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Cole, you played 3 seasons at BYU before. You played 3 seasons at you got your associate's degree at SLIC.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So 2 seasons there, then 3 seasons at BYU.
Correct.
When you transferred. What will you take away from your time at BYU that you feel like will always stick with you throughout your life?
Oh man, that is such a good question. I look at BYU and I look at my experience at BYU and I say it was in so many ways exactly what I was hoping it would be. Now there were differences too. There were things that I was like, oh, didn't expect that to happen. But certainly like the people being here, the like-minded, amazing students, amazing friends, amazing people that I developed relationships with along the way, I'll never forget many of the people that I met here and the influences that they had on me. So I think when we're talking about what my experience was like a little bit here, just the people are phenomenal. That was kind of my main takeaway. The academics were great too. They were hard, but they were really good. The athletics was great as well. But when I really talk about BYU, some of the things I remember the most is just what amazing people are running up and down the athletic department, up and down even the academic world of you know, I studied finance here. All my professors were amazing. So that kind of stuff are the things that I probably remember the most.
Lauren, was it always your plan to become a Cougarette at BYU?
That's a good question. I decided my junior year, that summer of my junior year, like junior to senior year of high school, that I wanted to go to BYU. I hadn't thought about it seriously before then, but I had met some Cougarettes that had become my mentors, and I wanted to be just like them. And I loved how they were able to dance at such a high level, some of the best athletes in college dance, but also have everything so integrated with their beliefs in the gospel, and you just can't get that anywhere else. And so I went to Cougarette camp that summer between my junior and senior year and just fell in love with it, and then trained my senior year, like focused, trained with specific people that could help me prepare people who were previous Cougarettes, people who were Cougarettes then, to make sure I understood the style and all the requirements so I could do my best at the auditions, because Cougarettes is a little bit different. You have to get into BYU before you can even audition for the team. And so you got to chase that ACT, get the highest score you can, do great in school as best as you can, and then if you make it into the school, then you can audition for the team. So
that's
that
is incredible and mind-blowing. But how cool that now you fall into that category that you were mentioning, how you saw those Cougarettes your junior year, like these are some of the best dancers in the country, you know, very smart, obviously. And now you're one of those. And I know you're able to mentor other women now as well. How would you sum up what your BYU experience meant to you?
Oh, that's a good, I got to think about that. I would say my BYU experience for me was the foundation for the rest of my life. I think I would be at a completely different place if I wouldn't have gone to BYU and gotten the foundation of, for me, the gospel that I needed, but also the foundation of being surrounded by great people with great standards, with that are high excellers that want to achieve greatness and that chase greatness and wake up every day and try their best, and being surrounded by that here at BYU in academics, in the classroom setting of meeting different kids that weren't athletes, and then also being surrounded by these great athletes, I think helped me want to be someone that works hard and like achieves greatness for the rest of my life. That's kind of a roundabout way of saying that. But I think that will stay with me forever. BYU is just a great foundation. Yeah.
Cole, your very last at bat at BYU was a home run. Like, what? You said they're not going to make a documentary about your love story, but they might about your baseball career. That's pretty cool. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, that is so fun that you brought this up. What a great story to tell. So I specifically remember when I was getting up to the plate there, and a teammate of mine, Austin Deming, he was hitting right before me. And I remember we kind of talked. We're like, hey, you know, this will be the last one. Like, we knew. Yeah. It wasn't really a secret, and where our team was positioned at the time, we knew there were no more, you know, postseason type games or anything. And so we knew what was happening. I was very aware of kind of where I was at, and it didn't mean I was going to go up there and try to hit a home run. To be honest with you, I try to hit a home run every time anyway, so it's not like anything really changed. Yeah. But that when I hit the ball and as I started to run, I actually didn't think it was going to go over because it was maybe to my side of the field that I don't have as much power to. And so, but when I rounded first base, I still remember, when I rounded first base and I did see it go over, it was just like completely overwhelmed with emotion in a way. Mm. I was ready in some ways to be done as a player. I knew that I'd had an awesome career and I was ready to kind of move on in life in a lot of ways. But when it went over, like I said, it just hit me. It hit me hard. And so anyways, I cried a little bit around the bases, what I'm trying to say. But it was such a cool moment. And I just remember going back to the dugout after that thinking, you know what? You did good. You know, you did good. So,
who was the first person you saw when you crossed home plate?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that one. I'd have to imagine it was the guy who was hitting next.
Right.
If I can remember.
Right. You didn't really care who it was probably.
Yeah,
at that point.
So I think it was Ryan Sapedi, and him and I, even our story of how we became friends was interesting because we didn't start out as friends, to be honest. And and we were such good friends by the end. And so seeing him at the end, I think, was cool too.
That's awesome. Yeah. Lauren, and you were there to witness that. And you saw how much hard work that Cole put into his baseball career. What was that like for you to be able to watch that moment with him?
I think the video, when I'm playing it back, I like scream really loud. It was a really, I'd have to go back in my phone, but I think it was a really exciting, happy moment. And you just want, you want him to be able to put a bow on it, right? And
yeah.
say, yay, I get to close this chapter. It was awesome. And end it on the highest note you can. And I don't think you could have done anything better. So
yeah.
That was really, really cool. I was so happy for you.
Were you sitting like next to his parents and family?
I think I was with his parents and family and my family as well. So.
What was their reaction? Because I just think that is one of the coolest things. Like, that's just, it's kind of unbelievable, you know?
They were thrilled. Cole's mom is probably one of the, like, biggest cheers, I would say, in the fan section.
Yeah.
So I've, she was excited.
We have stories about that.
Is your mom one of the loud ones in the,
yeah.
the crowd?
When I was going to even my brother's games growing up and stuff, oh, I don't know if I should cheer. I would occasionally have to, like, not sit next to my mom. Have to, like, walk to the other side. I know, and I'd be like, oh, okay, and I'm embarrassed. So, anyways, like I said,
that's
I don't
awesome.
Know how she'll probably be mad at me.
Shout out to your mom. I'm totally gonna be that mom. So
there
I'm fine
it.
With that. I'm totally gonna be that mom where my kids are like, I'm gonna sit over here
yeah.
where I can't see you or hear you.
Totally.
Cole, you got to witness Lauren win multiple national championships with the Cougarettes. What type of work ethic does it take to do what she's been able to accomplish?
I'll say a couple of things complimenting her in particular, and then the Cougarettes as a whole. The Cougarette team is by far, it's by far the most Christ-like centered team on campus, mm. right? Every team has great people, and every team probably has some people that maybe aren't as great, but that team all across the board is pretty freaking good, and they're an amazing group of young women, and so now, moving off of that and talking more specifically about Lauren put in so much time and effort. And she was, because she was captain on the team, she was in charge of choreographing many of their dances. Mm-hmm. A lot of these words I'm going to use about dance are new to me, by the way.
But new vocab.
Yeah. Choreography and like contemporary dance. Anyways, so all these different things that she did in dance. What I didn't know, even as we were dating, I learned kind of even later on, I was like, I didn't realize how much work the actual athletes on the team did. You know, you kind of assume the coaches do it all. And that's just normal. I think that's how it is in a lot of sports,
yeah.
and that's why I thought it was that way. But yeah, the girls on the team are so responsible for their success, probably more responsible for their success than many, if not all, of the other sports, just because they are the ones doing a lot of the making
Leading.
Up the dances
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. So
sure.
it was cool.
Wow. Incredible. I was a sideline reporter for a long time for football and other sports, but I'd like forget what I was doing when the Cougarettes were out there because you guys are just so good. I'm like, they are just amazing. I love it so much. Lauren, what was the feeling like when you hear the judges announce that you and your teammates are national champions?
Oh, you just, it doesn't get old. But it is a very, very emotional thing. Nationals is really, really hard. That leading up, we learn our jazz nationals routine usually, and that's the pretty dancing is how Cole would refer
yes.
to it as.
Yeah, yeah. I have to translate it for my friends.
But we learn that routine like November, December usually, and then we put together a huge concert we do in February, and then we learn our hip hop nationals that week after that concert, like around February, like 20th-ish,
yeah.
and then we train until the first or second week of April is usually nationals. So you take after that concert, those like month and a half, almost 2 months, is just the same dances all day, every day. And it is exhausting because you want to be as close to perfection as you possibly could be. And then you get to nationals and you change a lot of the choreo because you go out there and you do a preliminary competition to get your placement for finals. And the judges give you feedback. And it doesn't matter what you truly believe about the dance. The judges are the one that are decide your fate, right? So if they say, oh, we don't like that hairdo, you're going to have to change the hairdo. If they don't like a certain section or a certain trick, you have to change those things. And so we practice like all day and then go compete and then practice all night and go to bed late and wake up really early, changing the routines and adapting to what they need to be in order for us to win and get the best possible chance. So it is so much fun and so rewarding, but an exhausting few days. And so to hear that national champion, you know, be announced is a huge, huge, huge relief. And usually a lot of tears are shed because it's just this huge accumulation, right? You train the whole year for one chance. We don't get a game every weekend, you know?
Right.
It's different in that sense, but
how do you guys remember the choreography that you had to change? Like that, I just can't even imagine that. You've been practicing this one thing for so long, and then in a matter of, what is it, a couple days?
Yeah.
You have to totally change it.
Yeah. I would say we talk a lot on stage. So if you were a little like fly on the wall and could stand in backstage, you'll hear us. We'll be like, change, or like arm, or you'll say someone's name, like, go Lauren, to like cheer them up as they're dancing. We talk the entire time. And so those constant reminders help a lot. Repetition, you get really good at it, because for college here at BYU, we get to perform for basketball and for football, and we're doing new dances for those. So you learn them usually, you know, and perfect them within a week or a few days before you put it out. So you get used to learning new choreography. And then on the sidelines for basketball and football, you do, I think there's about 50 different sideline routines that you have memorized all by name. They're like 4 to 6 counts of 8. And like they'll be called swag or jump or palm or hip hop, different things like that. And we just clap along to the 8, and someone says, the captain says, what dance you're doing, and you just pull it out of the archive. So your brain gets used to it.
Out of the archive.
Out of the archive. If you have 50 plus dances, it is an archive.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, it gets easier as you're there for more time, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you just get used to picking it up. You get used to it. But I would say that first freshman year is like, whoa, what did I sign up for?
Like, why am I doing this?
Totally.
Are you so sick of those dances that you have to perform for nationals?
Yes and no. I would say, because we do them the whole next year. So we perform them. So we compete them in April. And then we usually perform them at this show called Dancing Under the Stars at the Sierra Shell in Orem in August. And then we perform them again in February at concert. So you do that routine for
a long time.
It always means something special. A lot of the time there's a personal connection and a story. We'll write down our story about the dance, or there's some memories along with it, to where it doesn't get old. It gets easier because you get better stamina.
Yeah.
But I do say by the end, I'm ready to learn a new one. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going to start with Lauren on this and then go to Cole. For aspiring athletes and performers, what's one piece of advice you'd offer for achieving success while staying grounded too? Because there's a lot of things. I mean, you have your family, you have your faith, you have a lot of other things you got to focus on, but then you're one of the best at what you do. So how can you achieve success while staying grounded?
That's a good one. I would say specifically for dance, I'll focus on that for a second. I think preparation is key. The more you can prepare, the more you can learn, and the more you can push yourself before you even get to college, then the less you have to adapt once you get there. If you can learn all of the skills and really push to be the best you can while you're younger, then you don't have to try to make this giant leap once you get to college. You just get to change and morph into what they want, like the coaches want you to be, without having to learn a bunch of new skills.
Yeah.
So preparation is key in that sense. I also think it's important to take time to surround yourself with awesome people and have moments away from the sport. For us, it was on Sundays going home and having Sunday dinner and spending that time with our families. Our families live about 2 minutes apart. And so we would have dinner with one and then go hang out with the other and switch every other week. And that really helped to be surrounded by just love and family, and get to step away from the athletics and the academics that can be really rigorous here at BYU. I think that helped a lot. And yeah, that would be my advice. Family, and then chase that greatness as hard as you can.
I love that. Cole, what about for you? What advice would you give?
You know, staying grounded is such an interesting idea. I think remembering that whatever athletic team that Lauren or I was on, the team is so much bigger than like who you are.
Totally.
You know, and like the Cougarettes and their legacy existed before Lauren got there, and it'll continue to exist after she left. And same with the baseball, right? It's like, it's so much bigger than you. And I think we get caught up in it sometimes. I know I did, right? I'm not innocent of all this stuff either. It's interesting to remember how important it is just to do your best when you're there, because that is important. But understanding too, like the people that make it happen are there well before you're there and well after you're gone. So just trying to remember some of those things I thought helped me stay grounded of, you know, you're not as important as maybe you want to think you are. But understanding that while you're there, you can still have an impact. One thing that was always important to me, super important to me actually, was if anyone ever, any young kid ever asked me for like an autograph or something, I'm not the quarterback of the football team. So it's not like I'm getting these requests by the thousands, right? I'm getting these by like maybe three or four after every game. It was so important to me that I did that, because I just remember being that young kid and being like, wow, those BYU baseball players are amazing. And then I was there and I'm like, you know what? We're just normal guys. But giving that opportunity to young kids, I thought was important too.
I love that. I think that's so cool. What's it like having worked your entire life for something so hard day in and day out? And then having, like, the end of your senior year, having to say goodbye at the end. I know you mentioned you were ready, Cole. You were kind of ready to move on. But what's that feeling like, having to kind of set that aside and move on to something else?
Yeah, I mean, that's where all the emotion comes from, is knowing that it took you forever to get there. Like, your whole life, it's true, it is your whole life. You've kind of been working at and practicing and having fun. And so when you see these players on their senior days crying, like, it's just the last 20 plus years of their life that they're crying about. And that's why I think it's so important. And when people, I love when people say it's just a game, because that's like the biggest lie ever. It's like so untrue. It's so much more than that. Now, treating it like just a game so that you can continue to move forward even when you're playing poorly is probably important. But I'm saying that last day, you realize how much more of a game that it really is. And so that's kind of what I would say about it.
Lauren, what about for you? You just graduated in 2024. You had nationals right before graduation. Is that right?
I was not on the team this past year. So okay. I did 5 years on the team and then one extra year to finish school.
Okay, wow. Good for you. What was that like when you had to finally say goodbye to the Cougarettes?
I would say I was in a similar place with Cole. I was ready to move on. I felt like I had been blessed with so many amazing experiences. We got to go to China my freshman year. We got to go to Europe my fifth year. We did some really, really cool things. I felt like I had done everything I wanted to do. And so I wasn't feeling this like sadness of I want to go back because I haven't done enough. But I was feeling sad because there's so many amazing memories and the friends and the alumni that you make, you know, the friends that you make there that you'll have forever, and not seeing them every single day is a big change. Yeah. But it made me really, really, really want to help other kids have that same experience. Cougarettes was my favorite thing I've done. I loved every moment of those 5 years, and it has made me want to pour so much into teaching dance and helping these kids achieve that dream, because I just see the value in it for them and how amazing it was for me, and I want them to get to have that experience. So it kind of gave me a new passion to help people get there.
Yeah. I love that. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from Cole and Lauren Gamble. This is Royal Legacy.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
Welcome back to Royal Legacy. I'm Lauren McLean, and I'm here with husband and wife, Cole and Lauren Gamble, former BYU baseball standout and national champion Cougarette. All right, guys, we're going to start with some fun questions. You ready for these?
Let's go.
Do it.
Cole, have you ever tried any of Lauren's Cougarette routines?
Oh, I get embarrassed to dance in front of her. I tell this story all the time. When we go to weddings and stuff, especially weddings of her teammates.
We were talking about this yesterday.
I just don't. I like to dance, actually, but not as much anymore because I get embarrassed.
Really?
The problem is they're so good and you know it. And then I know I'm like a goof out there and they know it. And so it is true. It's a little hard to want to be motivated to dance in front of national champions. Like, just think about the dilemma there.
Because that means that you kind of take your dancing seriously.
Behind closed doors now.
I love that. Is he a good dancer?
Yes. Cole has rhythm. That was necessary for me. I could not marry someone without rhythm. Cole has rhythm. And he can do like a backflip. That's pretty cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have been the Cosmo.
No, no, that guy's great. That guy's great.
I'm
a very one-trick pony on that stuff. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, Lauren, have you picked up any baseball tips from Cole? But now knowing that you grew up in a baseball family, maybe you already knew a bunch.
I definitely learned some more from watching Cole, especially sitting next to people in his family and my family explaining different things. We would go hitting sometimes, yeah. So Cole would teach me how to hit, and that's always fun to switch up and do a different sport. Yeah.
Tell her the things you learned, though, about ballerina versus... No? Okay, I'll do it.
You tell what I should know, because I don't remember.
The first time we went and hit...
Tell what I should know.
Yeah, exactly. The first time we went and hit, she would spin on her toe. And I'm like, no, this is baseball, not ballerina, you know?
I see.
I would just say funny jokes like that, and she would just love to twirl on her toes as she hit.
A lot of momentum.
Well, it makes sense. It kind of makes sense.
A lot of momentum.
How is she as a baseball player?
Oh, she's much improved. She's actually pretty good. Like,
thank you.
She does some good things down there. It was just, like I said, the first few swings were pretty funny. I'm like, hey, can't do that.
You gotta keep your feet still.
Yeah, exactly. We try to, yeah, exactly.
You can't take the ballerina out of the ballet out of the ballerina, though.
No, you cannot.
You can't do it.
How do you do that?
It's been there since I was two.
I love it. What's a fun or unexpected hobby you guys like doing together?
Fun or unexpected?
What do we like to do?
Well, we do love going on walks because it's like one of the times that we're like, okay, today's been wild. Let's put our phones down and just like walk around. And we usually just walk around the stadium. Like that's our walk.
Cool.
Yeah. So we just walk around and we'll get to chat and talk about our days and things that we did that day, because we're not really together most of the day. We're together for small moments in the mornings and evenings typically, but... I don't know if that's unexpected, but I find it to be really fun.
I would say we love the theater, like Broadway shows. We just saw Beauty and the Beast on Saturday. We love shows like that.
Like at Hale Center Theater?
Oh, yeah, Hale Center. We saw Hamilton when it came into town. So different like dance shows, which is not surprising, but maybe like the musical theater aspect is a little bit different. Cole loves to sing.
I love to sing and the theater, and I wish it was slightly less expensive, but it's so fun. So anyways, sacrifices.
Cole, what? Would you say that's Cole's hidden talent?
Oh yeah, he's a great singer, has a beautiful voice. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Not going to do that either.
I'm like, okay, let's hear something from Beauty and the Beast.
I know where you guys are going with this.
We're both just looking at him like, come on. Okay, so that's Cole's hidden talent. What would you say is one of Lauren's hidden talents?
Ooh, Lauren's hidden talents. I would say, and this is a building people up talent, and I don't know exactly how I'd characterize it, but when Lauren gets in her head that somebody needs like motivation, she is so good at giving that. Or when Lauren is finding somebody who's really down on themselves and needs just a little bit of like encouragement and confidence, Lauren's so good at building people up that way. And so I see her do it with her dancers all the time. And so those are some of the areas that I see it. But just generally speaking, she's like really good at being a friend to people, especially when they need it most, I would say.
Oh, that's
that
a
was
great,
so nice.
That's a great hidden talent.
I thought you were going to
say it's
probably
not
shopping.
So hidden.
but that's not even unexpected.
She is a,
she is a wild
she is a great
shopper.
Shopper.
I work hard so I can shop hard.
Yeah, there
you go.
It's a great mantra.
Work hard, shop hard. Yeah. I like that. All right, who's more competitive out of the two of you?
Oh,
it just depends on what it is.
Yeah,
I think we are so competitive in our areas. And so relaxed when we don't care that much.
Yeah.
And so I would say it's not just like every card game we're going at it. We're not like that. But if we do care, it gets crazy.
Yeah. I would say you are more of the rule follower, though. I would say maybe I will like cheat to still win if I'm calling myself out.
I suppose that would be true. Yeah.
And you're like the hall monitor. You're like, that's not how it goes.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
That's actually funny you say that. I would have never said that about you, so here we are.
Hey, well, you learned. Hey, this is what we're doing. Yeah. I want to cause a little marital discord so you guys have something to talk about when you go home, right?
That's great.
This will be good.
Cole, you're now an assistant coach at Slick.
Correct.
And you teach private lessons as well. Has coaching always been something that you wanted to do?
Oh, I always knew I wanted to. I didn't know if it would be a reality or not, but I think I always knew. When I was in high school, I remember I'm like, I got to be a high school coach. And then I got into college. I'm like, no, like I want to do college coaching and I want to deal with athletes that are just at a little bit of a higher level that way. And so I always knew. And I think it's going to just turn into the path a little bit more now. And I'm super excited about what that path might look like. I think it could be a fun one for sure. But I always knew it was going to be something I wanted to do.
What is it about coaching that drew you to it?
I think there's a lot of things. I would say certainly just talking about that competitiveness, you get some of that. You get a lot of that, to be honest. Maybe not quite as much as when you're a player. I don't know if you'll ever be able to achieve that level of competitiveness, but definitely getting to compete is fun. And then on top of that, the impact you can have on kids. I tell this all the time. My best friends in life came from baseball. Some of my best mentors in life came from baseball. There's coaches that I still talk to this day regularly. And I sit there, I'm like, why couldn't I have that with, you know, really strong youth and people coming up through the college ranks or whatever? And so I think all those are kind of motivating factors for it, for sure.
Do you have any brothers there right now?
At Salt Lake?
Yeah.
I do. That's, and in all honesty, that's like my least favorite part. I hate feeling biased in any way. And you know, you have to feel a little biased. It's your family member. And so that's been a little bit almost tough to manage, is having a brother on the team that you coach. I'd rather it just be an even slate a little bit more that way.
He's like, fine, I'll leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Lauren, you're a choreographer and you're a dance instructor. What do you love most about staying involved in dance through choreography and being able to help other women?
I love getting to watch little kids fall in love with dance. I get to spend my days, I would say, from about 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. almost every day, busy, but teaching these little kids from the age of 4 all the way to some of my, you know, college dancers that are still working on their skills, getting to help them achieve their dreams, but also watching them fall in love with the sport is so fulfilling. Whether that's teaching a cute little how to do a single pirouette and they finally make it around and they're jumping around and they're so excited, or teaching a senior in high school, you know, how to do consistently 8 turns and be, you know, solid at that. It's so fulfilling. It's so fun. My body's getting old, so I can't dance. So I'm dancing through them. I get to watch them do that. And it makes me so happy. I find so much happiness in that.
Your body's getting old.
It feels like hilarious.
What? Like, no. Oh, you have no idea, Lauren. What are you out 24?
24, yes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're right. You are old.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm almost a fourth of a century.
I can't
right?
even move anymore. No, but truly, I can't imagine the stress you put on your bodies for so long. And that's got to be more it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just since you're a little kid up until, I mean, that's so much. Yeah. Stress on your body.
All the injuries.
You
are
feel like an old
out.
Woman at 24, yeah. I'm sure. Cole, you grew up in Alpine, Utah, and you have 3 younger brothers who all played baseball, right? How important is it for you to make athletics a part of your life and future family?
I think it's so important. It teaches a lot of good skills, and some of the skills are more predictable, like working in a team and communication with, you know, people that you really enjoy being around as well as people you don't. Communicating with coaches and people that could be perceived as like a boss figure. So I think it teaches a lot of valuable skills that way. But on top of that, I think it just teaches like how hard something can be. Mm-hmm. Dance, by the way, is way more physical than people know. Like the injuries and the things that they experience on that team are insane. Baseball, similarly, it just has a lot of, it's physically demanding as much as it's emotionally demanding because, you know, striking out is so hard or whatever. But then on top of that, you really do have to learn how to communicate with people. And some people take advantage of those things and get really good at them. And some people maybe not as much. But those are some of the things that I think are so important that can be learned through athletics. And I think it's important that our kids are also participating in those things.
Totally.
Yeah, and Lauren, do you agree with that? Because you grew up, I mean, you were a dancer. You said you have two little brothers
mm-hmm.
who play baseball.
Yeah.
So athletics was a big part of your family growing up. Is that something you want to pass down to your own family?
Totally, yes. Having athletics integrated from the childhood all the way until college gave a constant thing to chase for as a kid. I never felt like I had done it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like I had achieved it. It was always like, okay, what's the next thing I can learn? How can I get better? I gained so many cool friends from all these different places, even throughout the country, going to different dance competitions. And those were great life skills to learn that I want my kids to have the opportunity to experience. Also getting to, like kind of Cole said, getting to learn how to communicate with a coach and advocate for yourself as a kid versus maybe a parent fighting your battle, different things like that, are really important life lessons to learn that I definitely want my kids to experience.
I have one more question for both of you, because this is always interesting. I want to know, what's something your parents taught you or something that was such a huge part of your family growing up that you want to still have as part of your life, and when you start having kids, have it in their life as well?
My dad always has a few good one-liners. He would always talk about life being a marathon and not a sprint. And then he would always want us to make sure that It was like, if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life. Mm. And enjoying the journey of life and making sure that you're not rushing to the next thing, that you are enjoying the moment. And that is something he taught me and really helped me have perspective throughout college and relationships and sports and life. And I want to remember those things and pass them down.
I love that. Cole, what about for you?
I think when I think about this question a little bit, my parents were pretty good. I always felt like if I played good or if I played poorly, like they still loved me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hope so.
I, as a player, might not love myself, but certainly they did. And so I think that when we're talking about this type of question, that's one thing that is such a must for me of like, I don't want our kids to feel like their value is tied up in performance. That is such a poor, that's got to be such a brutal feeling.
Right.
And so that's one thing that I always felt that way with my parents. It's like, I might be upset with myself, but I never felt like they didn't love me or they were disappointed. Never felt that way. I always felt like they were proud of me regardless.
Love it. I'm here with Cole and Lauren Gamble, former BYU baseball player and former Cougarette. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Yeah, it
was great.
Thank
you.
Thanks again to Cole and Lauren Gamble for coming on the show with me. Carter Bond and Tori Kimball helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcasting.